So a new partnership between the Dairy Women's Network and robotics company Layli aims to highlight agriculture technology and the future of farming. To tell us more about it, very exciting stuff as well. I'm now joined by Dairy Women's Network Chief Executive Jules Benton. Nice to have you back on the show, Jules. How are you?
Morning, Dom. Fantastic. We've got an absolutely stunning day here in the mighty Waikato, so love to see that sun shining.
Yeah, it is nice, isn't it? Much the same in Dunedin, so all is well when the sun is out. Very exciting news this. What is behind the move with partnering up with Layli here?
Look, we have been in discussions with the Layli team for some time, and with this, you know, drive towards, you know, using technology on farm more and being more invested in how do we use technology to advantage. So it's a natural fit for Dairy Women's Network to partner with Layli, and their technology is just phenomenal. And I think at field days, you guys would have been just about opposite them from a stand perspective. You were on the corner and they were on the other corner. And look, it's, you know, we are challenged in the industry with getting recruitment and people on farm, and that's not the only reason for looking at robotics on farm, but it all comes down to, you know, the animal care and welfare as well. So yeah, we're really excited because it's our first sort of, you know, technology in that sort of robotic space.
Yeah, and there'll be more and more of that, you know, as the years roll on. In fact, it'll grow exponentially, I imagine, in the next wee while. But they are a very interesting company, very much at the cutting edge of agri-tech, as far as I can ascertain anyway.
Absolutely. And when we met with Lawrence, who is the Layli Centre Manager, it was phenomenal just to hear what they're doing overseas. So, you know, New Zealanders, while we're a really innovative country and we ship our knowledge overseas and our IP, and we are respected globally for being real true innovators, what we're seeing in Northern Europe, and certainly listening to Lawrence, was just phenomenal, because they've got robotics to a whole nother level. And obviously we're, you know, pasture based and grass fed, you know, open pastures in New Zealand, but integrating that sort of robotics piece into the, you know, New Zealand farms is really exciting. And so we can't wait to do some workshops and showcase some of these farms that have introduced. And we're not talking, look, some farms have just gone full robotics, but you can start at a much lower level. And that was one thing when we were talking to Lawrence, is that you can, you know, invest at different levels. So we're really excited to be able to show that to our farmers throughout New Zealand.
Yeah, so basically your members will be able to, you know, basically learn about this automation and this new cutting edge technology. And as you say, it doesn't have to be, you know, right, full automation of farm, let's go. It can be, as you say, incremental steps and trying bits and pieces there. But basically your members will be able, you know, to get a really good handle on what's going on.
Absolutely, and we'll run some really practical workshops where we'll take our members onto farm, and so they can actually see it in action. So they can see the starter, you know, the starter kit, I suppose,
yeah,
building up to full robotics, and what does that mean? And talking to the, you know, the farmers that have actually, the farm owners that have gone through this process. So it's really good to hear, I suppose, the good, the bad, and hopefully not too much of the ugly about that journey from transitioning into that, to the robotics on farm. So yeah, I'm really excited, and I've been on a robotics farm down in the Manawatu, and it was just, brilliant to see, you know, see the cows coming in and being milked, and particularly having the old scratch on the way out with the brush.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, and look, the thing is, it's just not, you know, I think people now are probably becoming a bit more accepting of the fact that this is just going to be, you know, the way forward, isn't it, really? So, you know, to be able to tap into that industry knowledge in regards to that, and take the fear factor out, I suppose, as well, for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think when we went onto the farm down on the Manawatu some time ago, their decision to go down the robotics path was due to family and lifestyle. So three boys actively involved in sports, so they wanted some time back. So whatever that decision is for that farming business. Everyone's got, you know, those different sort of goals and aspirations. Mm. Theirs was about they wanted to spend quality time with their boys, and by going down that robotics, journey, it allowed them to be off farm but know that the cows were being well looked after, and so that was a great story. So whatever the drivers are for farming businesses to even look at going down the robotic space, everyone's, you know, slightly different in what they want to achieve, so it'll be good to showcase that.
It certainly will be. So in relation to people wanting to find out, some, you know, members wanting to find out more, also just about the Dairy Women's Network in general, I imagine your website's pretty comprehensive, always a good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. We're currently loading up all the upcoming workshops, so they will be on our website, and we will be doing a big feature around technology, so that will, Layli will be part of that, as will be many other technology and software partners towards the end of the year, but we'll keep you up to date with that. That's going to be really a great event just to showcase technology.
Yeah, it will be indeed. DWN.co.nz is the website address. DWN for Dairy Women's Network. Jules Benton, CEO. Always nice to talk. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.